Hi, I'm Marilyn Negron, and this is your Henry Danger Universe Update.
Blow bubbles.
And fight crime.
Feels good.
So, welcome back to my podcast. I'm your host, Negron, the one coolest man fan of all, Queens, New York. I hope you have a very cute week this week. It's sunny outside today here in New York with no clouds in sight, and it's officially the first day of summer. Yes, it's my favorite time of the year, summer break, and if you're from school, if you're having your summer break, go live your life, and I've seen them in the movies, and it's just insane. It's one of my favorite times of the year when it gets hot and it gets, like, really, really nice weather. And I'm just like a summer woman, you know? I don't like the cold, but when it's, like, summer, I'm just happy about that. Summer's finally here, and I cannot wait for summer to be awesome this year. So, yeah, I'm just so excited, and I cannot wait for summer this year. So, welcome. I'm your host, Marilyn Negron, and I recap both Henry Danger and Danger Force, which is the HDU, and the Henry Danger Universe, and I recap both of these shows, and these shows just changed my life for the better, and when I tell you that this episode is going to bring you back so many memories in Danger Force, it's going to bring you back memories, so sit tight, have a good time, and trust me, Danger Force episode is going to blow your mind. So, yeah. Also, and if you're following me on Instagram, you should put the post notifications on my stories to get notified when a new podcast goes up. So, yeah. So let's get on to this podcast. Okay, so this is the segment I like to call Topics of the Week. Okay, Topics of the Week. This is the news that we all been waiting for, and the minivans are back. That's right, the minivans have been closed down since the pandemic. You know you can order minivans from to and from the parks to the hotel, anywhere in between. You have to get to a reservation. Now it is back. You can find it on the from the Rideshare app, whatever you want to do it, and I guarantee you this much, the minivans are so much fun. I went on it like once or twice with my cousin Noelle. She knows how to get to and from the parks, and trust me, this is a life-saving tip. So the minivans are back, so use them wisely, and yeah, so welcome back to the cast members who run those minivans. Plus, the minivans are back, and I'm so happy that it's back in the parks and everything else. Okay. And we got a new documentary movie coming out this Friday, and it's called Elvis. That's right. Austin Butler plays the king of rock and roll and Elvis back in my time. If you guys don't know about me, I love a good documentary film. I saw Rocket Man, I saw Bohemian Rhapsody, which was really good documentary movies that I really, really love. But I heard this is going to be talked about for a very long time. I mean, Austin Butler, he is just amazing. I've seen him in Disney Channel days a couple of years ago, but I never see him in this role. And it's going to be really, really exciting when I see this documentary film about Elvis. And I want to learn more about Elvis because my mom grew in the generation of Elvis and I want to see what he's like. So Elvis fans, we should go and grab your ticket to see Elvis this Friday when it comes out. I am so excited for this documentary film, so let's go. I'm excited, and I cannot wait. So get tickets for Elvis this Friday, so it's going to be exciting. Okay, so I'm going to recap episode 22, season 2 of Danger Force, New School Who This. That's right, the Danger Force kids are coming back to Henry's old high school, Swellview Junior High. It's going to bring you back so much memories of the school, guys, and I guarantee you that much. Whenever you saw this episode, it will bring you back when Henry got into that high school, and it's just like, I'm just so excited to hear this episode, and I cannot wait for you guys to hear it. Oh my god, would you go and look at the time? I gotta go and set up for this Danger Force episode, so, yeah, guys, thank you so much for the plays and the follows. Keep up the good work. Trust me, you guys are like my fan base, and I wouldn't have done this to begin with, so I want to thank every single one of you, so thank you. And, yeah, so the episode's about to start right about now. So I'll see you guys over there, and I love you 3000. Love y'all. Take care. This just in. We got a Danger Force update. So, I'm going to recap episode 22, season 2 of Danger Force, New School, Who This? That's right, guys. If you haven't saw this episode already, the kids of Danger Force are going back to Henry Hart's old high school, which is Swellview Junior High. That's right. We haven't seen Swellview Junior High since the whole school found out that Henry Hart was Kid Danger, if you didn't get that message. So we're finally having Swellview Junior High back into our lives, and it's just like, it just gives you like memories and all that type of shindig about how Henry got all the Avengers in Swellview Junior High, and the kids are attending Henry's old high school, which is like so cool and so like memory-making flashbacks. Yeah, so I'm just glad that the kids are at Swellview Junior High, because Swaz did something like, I don't know what happened, but, and you're about to find out in a minute, and it's gonna be, like, the memory-changing thing for a long time, so, it's gonna be awesome, it's gonna be sick, and I cannot wait for you to recap this episode, and this is gonna bring me back so much memories in Henry at Swellview Junior High with Jasper along with Charlotte, and this is gonna be awesome, so buckle up, guys. If you love this episode as much as I did, good. If you don't, this is gonna be it. So, yeah. So, man fans, and to parents who have kids who are man fans, make sure you turn on the speaker number device that whatever you have. It's because this episode is about to blow you away. And if you already done that, congratulations. So, yeah. So, let's get this party started. And, let's begin! Okay, so we're at SWAG, also known as Swellview Academy of the Gifted, which is at the bottom floor. And, we see the kids wrangling up with this monster. I don't know what they're doing, but you know what it is. And Ray was like, "All right, Miles, your sister's got the time to beat." And Miles was like, a cowboy stands and then, "Release the beast!" And somehow, Ray releases, like, clone Schwaz as the beast. And Clone Schwaz roars. And Miko's like, "Go, go, 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 go!" And Chopper's like, "Get him!" And then Miles just goes switch to Clone Schwaz to do the time. Miko's like, "Yes, yes, get him! Go, 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 go!" Ray was like, "Come on!" And Miko's like, "Come on, Miles! Come on, come on, come on!" And Miles getting up and doing the little hands thing. He's like, "Time!" And Bo's next to him to stop with the stopwatch next to Ray. And he said next to Ray, 6.3 seconds, and everybody was, like, cheering, and cut to Ray and said, "We have a new leader," cut to all the kids cheering around for Miles, and cut to Ray next to Bose, and we finally taught Bose how to read a stopwatch, and Mika in the background said, "Yeah," with Bose being happy, cut to all of them and Schwaz coming in, he's like, you guys, it's amazing, I created life," cut to him next to Chop and saying, "I'm a god." Cut to Ray getting up and going towards him and said, "Dang it, Schwaz! I was to use your clone to teach these guys how to lasso a bad guy." And cut to Schwaz looking confused and looking down. And we see clone Schwaz listening to some music. Cut to Schwaz next to next to Choppa. Says, "Yeah, but look what I made, Z's." And cut to Choppa grabbing the jar out of his hands. He's like, "Little glow bugs in a jar?" Cut to Ray next to Bose and said, "Very cool. They help us fight crime?" Schwaz next to Chopper said, "Not at all. Just kind of a slow day." Cut to him going next to Ray and said, "They're fire termite hornets." Cut to Bose next to Ray and Schwaz and said, "How did you make them?" Schwaz go, you know, here Schwaz is, "I use science." Cut to Bose next to Ray and him and said, "You mean magic?" Cut to Schwaz next to Miles and said, "Sure." Cut to Bose next to Ray and say, "Ooh." Cut to Chop and say, "So these things can, like, sting people?" Waz again said, "Yeah, and they can eat buildings." And cut to Mika being so nervous while Chopper was shaking the jar and said, "I really wish you'd stop shaking that jar. Cuts to Chopper looking straight at her, being nervous as she shut the jar again without listening to her, and says, okay, cool. He said, good talk. Cuts to Ray, says, hey, toss that jar over here. I get a turn. I want to shake it. Cuts to Chopper about to throw the jar in slow motion. Mika's like, in slow motion, no, 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 no. And Schwaz didn't want to do it either. And Chopper like threw it in slow motion. And cuts to Ray looking at himself in the reflection. And the reflection was looking back at him. And somehow the jar just hit him in the face, chest without even catching it. And somehow it just burst out to the floor. And the bugs went loose. And now they're all buzzing. And everybody's yelling. Two of the children went that way. Two of them went the other way. And it's all over the place. And cut to Schwartz jumping out the window as well. And cut to Rain said, oh, come on. There's nothing to be afraid of. They're not even stinging me. And cut to Schwartz coming back off the bush and say, they eat wood. You got to get out of before they... got to get out before they compromise the structural instruction of the building. He's grunting to get the bugs off of him, but he just went back into the bushes. And Katsuray said, oh, it's fine. This place has plenty of structural whatever you just said. And somehow one of the wood just clonked him on the head. And he passed out, and he woke up and said, and it said, I'm okay. And cuts to Misshapen, who inspects the whole school, obviously, who used to work at Henry's school. And Misshapen said, I'm shutting you down! And cuts to Ray and said, just because of a couple stupid bugs. Cuts to Misshapen with the kids, and Misshapen said, this classroom is an unsafe learning environment. And cuts to Mika, who's going around and said, oh, come on, we're wearing protective clothes. Please, can we keep learning? Look, it's totally safe. When she went back to her seat and she sat down, all of a sudden that the seat collapsed and the desk collapsed as well. And saw the look on her face. She said, and there's a troubled look on her face, and she looked at Misshapen and said, so we're shut down? Cut to Misshapen and said, afraid so. Can you hop up next to Miles and Bo said, woo! We said, school's out. I said, yeah. And she turns on the music player and said, out. Mika said, woohoo! And the music player, while Ray was dancing, said, school's out! School's out! Cut to all the kids about to have their celebration. Misshapen stopped the record player. The record scratched. Misshapen said, not so fast. Cut to Misshapen and said, until this place is deemed safe by Sharona Shapen, you swag bags are going to regular school. To chop an extra Misshapen, it's like, dang it! Cut to Ray, and he got hit by the wood again. And he's like, hey! It's like, gah! It's like, oh, come on! And look at him on the floor. And now cut back to Swellview Junior High. Oh, the memories. But anyway, cut to Ray, but the kids behind him. He said, Swellview Junior High. Got a lot of memories of this place. Cut to Bo's next to Mika's. Miles said, from when you went here? Cut to Ray said, no, from when Henry went here. Would you look at that? They put up a plaque of me. They saw the plaque of Jace Norman as Kid Danger and to the from the Fate of Danger Part 2 from the comic book that we all knew from something was in Swellview in the loving memory of Kid Danger. And cut Chopper said in the background, looks like a plaque of Kid Danger. Cut to Ray said, yeah, and me. To Mika next to Chopper said, you're barely on there. To Ray said, I'm right there, while looking at him up close. Cut to Miles said, I see Henry's dad. Cut to Ray and said, just go to school. I'll pick you up in... I don't know. A few days. Cut to Miles next to Bose and everybody else. And should we have, like, backpacks or lunch money or something? relax. I brought you guys some lunch. And he brought the lunch bag out of his pot, back in the back of his butt. Yup. Yeah. I was like, duh. And he gives it to Bose and said, there you go. To Bose next to Miles and said, I don't want it. He said, just take it. Bose says, I don't want it. He said, come on. It's nice and warm. And gives it to him anyway. Said, there you go. Cut to Bose and Miles. And Bose gets the thing. Said, this is a pillowcase. And Bose grabbed it inside the bag, and there was ketchup packets inside, and said, filled with ketchup packets. And cut to Ray said, there's a loaf of bread in there somewhere. Put a loaf of bread in there somewhere. You put them together, bam! More ketchup sandals. Now get in there and learn! And the kids were all talking at one time while they're going in, and cut to Bose said, you really don't care about us. And Mika said, where did you put that? Miles said, and it hurts, right? Ray said, go on, while trying to hit Chopper, and Chopper turned around and looked at him, and Ray surrenders, and she gets back to school. And somehow, a woman named Corinne just approached Ray and said, it seems like you use some help. Cut to Ray and said, lady, I never needed help with anything in my whole life. Cut to Corinne and said, okay, but if you change your mind, you can come and hang out at Hip Hop Puree with a bunch of us moms. And he, soon as he said that, she said that, he turned around. And Ray said, moms, you say? And that's Ray's only weakness, is moms. Cut to Hip Hop Puree. See Ray in the middle of the mom group. And Corinne said, my little Sammy is getting to be such a good fencer. Her coach says she's the best he's ever seen. And school number two said, oh my God, that's amazing. Oh, mom number three, oh, how about that? And school mom number one next to Corinne said, my little Caitlin just got picked to be captain of the debate team. Because Corinne gasps. and all of them are talking. And cuts right in the middle and said, go, Caitlin. And cuts right and said, my little Miles can hog tie grown men in less than 6 seconds. And cut to all the moms just shut up. Corinne next to mom number one and said, is that good? And cut to Ray and said, it's really good. Cut to mom number three and said, oh, okay. Cut to Ray and said, he's ready to go pro if he wants to, you know. And cut to all of them and Corinne moms and school moms number one, two, and three and said, you're such a good, great dad. Cut to Ray and said, if you say so. Lies to get mom's attentions. That's weird. And cut to Swabia Junior High cafeteria, which we haven't seen in Henry Danger, but this is like the first time we've seen the cafeteria like area of the school, and it's just so like awesome to see. And we see the kids trying to eat their lunch, and we see like Chopper looking at one side, and there was a boy looking right at him. And cut to Chopper looking, getting uncomfortable, and cut to, and she looks at her friends and said, okay, guys, don't look at all at once, but I think that guy over there wants to fight me. I cut to Bose, Mika, and Miles looking over there at the same time, which he didn't want to do. Miles said, I said don't look all at once. Cut to Miles next to Mika and Bose and said, I don't think he wants to fight you. Cut to Chopper and said, he won't stop staring at me. And cut to him looking at the boy, and the boy was smiling. Cut to Chopper was being mad, and cut to looking at her and the friends again, and said, now he's showing me his teeth. Cut to Bose and said, that's the sign of aggression in chimpanzees. Really, Bose? Which is next to Mika. Cut to Chopper about to go and fight. He said, all right, it's goal time. He said, hold my earrings. Cut to all of them, where the boy included. Miles said, no, while stopping her. He said, I think he's just smiling at you. Cut to Chopper said, well, putting back on her earrings and said, he keeps doing it, he's going to be smiling through a straw. Cut to Miles and Mika and said, you could try to smile back. Cut to Bose next to Mika and Miles and said, yeah, it's true. You either be friends or end up wrestling for a chimp supremacy. Again, Bose, really? cut to Miles next to Mika, who was, like, in that, like, crush face when you fall in love face. And Miles like, well, whatever you do, don't be as obvious my little sister is, while pointing at the wall, looking at her. Mika said, shut up, I love this school and I'm never leaving. Cut to all of them looking at the boy while eating the cookie. Chava's like, ew. Bo said, Mika. Miles said, come on. Cut to Mika snapping out of it and said, because of the cookies. Cut to Chava and said, we're calling boys cookies now. Cut to Mika with Miles, Chava, and Bo said, I mean, that one that he's eating, and leave me alone. Staring at the three of you for 2 straight years. No wonder all these new faces look beautiful. Okay. I cut to Miles and said, I'm also happy to see some new faces, but I do miss fighting crime. I cut to Bo's next and said, me too. And Mika said, me three. I cut to Chaplin's like, same. But what can we do? We're stuck in regular school and there's just no crime to fight here. Cut to the girl with her tennis things and everything, and somehow the honey badger cottage just hit the girl in the knee with the cricket racket, and it just went off. Hey! And hits her with it and just runs off. And Logan said, why? Why? Cut to all of them looking at the little girl, and Miles said, what was that? Cut to Chopper and said, that, my friends, was crime. And somehow she got up. She got over the electricity crackles on her fingers to Miles, stopping her, and said, this is a regular school. Cut to Mika, who saw Bo taking out his bubble gum. Mika said, no, no, give me that. Well, snatched it away from him and said, we can't use our superpowers. To Bo's next to Mika and said, can we use our regular powers? To Mika said, we can't use any of our powers. Cut to Bo said, not even to, and he used his telekinesis to get a cookie and place it down and said, get cookies? Tried to repress her. And cut to Mika and said, I mean, yeah, I'll take a cookie. These look amazing, but we have to be careful. And cut to all the kids going, looking at the teenage girl who was injured. And said, hey, he said, why did that honey badger hit you? And cut to Mika next to her and said, why is everyone acting like it's normal? Cut to a little teenage girl and said, cuz, it's been happening a lot lately. Guess people are just used to it now. Cut to the kids and cut to the little girl and said, no one can stop it. And cut to Chubba, who's bending on her knees, looking at her and said, well, what if someone could? And the little teenage girl said, that'd be great, weirdo. And she stands up to all the kids and said, but it's not like Danger Force goes to our school. Cut to Miles and cut to Miss Mika looking at each other and said, and cut to the little girl and said, now if you'll excuse me, I'm trying to get attention. And said, why? And the girl just went like over her for no reason. And the little girl just stopped trying and just went on the ground for no reason. Cut to Chopper next to Bose, Miles, and Mika and said, looks like we find ourselves, I'm crying, and will you stop staring at that guy? Well, looking at her while Mika's doing the little crush face. And Miles said, ugh. And Mika's like, nope. And cut to the boy eating a cookie. And Mika was eating a cookie as well while looking at having a crush face. And you all women get through. And that's about it. And then the Danger Force theme song comes on. And that's the end of part one. Now here's part two. We're back at the man's nest. And Ray was texting and said, no way. Then what happened? Cut to all the kids. Cut to Mika, Chopper, Miles, and Bose talking to Ray. This girl on the tennis team got attacked. Bose said, mm-hmm. And cut to Miles next to Bose said, someone dressed in a honey badger costume ran up and capped her with a cricket bat. Cut to Chopper said, it was pretty cool. And then Ray said, well, it sounds cool. But Bose next to Miles said, but nobody seemed to care. Cut to Ray and said, wow. And cut to Mika next to Chopper and said, and now you don't seem to care. Cut to Ray said, oh, I'm sorry, my best mom's group text is really... But he snapped his fingers, popping off right now. Cut to all the kids, and Miles said, "What's a best mom's group text?" And cut to Travis said, "And don't say popping off." And cut to Mika said, "Yeah, like that." Cut to Miles next to Bo said, "It makes you seem older than you actually are." Marie said, "Look, you haters can hate all you want." Cut to Chopper next to Mika said, "We will." Cut to Marie said, "But some of the moms from regular school invited moi to hang out Hip Hop Puree, and now I'm on their group text, so..." And he saw the text coming in and said, "Corinne, Rin is so bad." Cut to Mika and Chopper not helping it. Cut to Ray saying, "You are so bad." And cut to Chopper said, "All right, screen time's over. It's not just Ray's phone." And Ray said, no. "Phone, give me, please." Cut to Chopper next to Mika and said, "Only if you listen to us tell you about the attacks." And he was trying to snatch the phone out of Chopper, but she snatched it back and said, "Nope." And Ray said, "All right, fine." He said, "I'll listen." And then Chopper gives back Ray's phone and hands it to her. Hands it to him. "Okay, so I did some digging, and apparently there's been a bunch of girls attacks. A bunch of attacks." Cut to the people that have been attacked. "A girl on the fencing team." There's the... Miles said, "A girl on the chess team." And Bo said, "A guy on the basketball team." It cut to another thing and said, "Some dude on the rhythmic gymnastics team." Cut to all the kids and... "Someone replaced his ribbon with a cobra." Cut to Ray said, "Sounds like he had a killer routine." Cut to Miles in disgust while looking at Ray and said, "That boy lost his nose, Ray." Cut to Bo and said, "He can never wear sunglasses again." Cut to Ray and said, "Wow, Ray." And cut to Chopper. So Mika said, "Wow," while Mika was shaking her head. Cut to Ray and said, "Yeah, no, that's terrible. I'm sure hope the poor lad's okay." Cut to Mika and ex Chopper said, "These attacks are a serious problem." Cut to Chopper said, "And we're going to fix them." And cut Aunt Amon said, "We're gonna join these clubs and figure out what's up." Cut to Ray next to Chop and said, "Yeah, and if we catch the person who's been doing the attacks, we're gonna catch him." He almost said something completely stupid, but nice save, Bo. And Chop said, "Yeah." Cut to Ray and said, "Sounds like a plan." Cut to Mika said, "Miles is the ribbon dancer because he's got the rhythm and he's secretly the best dancer here." Miles could take the compliment and said, "There's nothing secret about that." Cut to Rain said, "Love it." Mika said, "Chopper's joining the basketball team because she was on the little dribbler's travel team." Cut to all the kids and said, "Before she got kicked out for fighting." Cut to Rain said, "For sure." Mika said, "I'm joining the fencing team because I'm good at everything." Well, taking a bow. Cut to Rain said, "Perfect." And cut to Mika and said, "And Bo will be joining the chess club because we don't have other choice." Cut to Ray said, "Yeah, we'll meet at a Hip Hop Puree after I drop the kids off." And cut to him getting up, and we saw an earbud in his ear all this time while going through a separate way. All right. Cut to Chopper next to Miles said, "And he was on the phone the whole time." Cut to Miles said, "Real quick." Cut to all the kids said, "Can we go back to the whole Bo's on the chess team thing?" Cut to Bo's next to Mika and said, "Yeah, chess seems like a lot of thinking." Mika said, "Well, go to you're gonna be just fine." And we'll go into Chopper and Miles and said, "There's a seat right next to an air vent, and Heart Players Club meets at exactly the same time." And Chopper now finally gets in, Miles finally gets it too, and said, Chopper said, "He's gonna be just fine." And these are the next three scenes: Swellview Junior High, Hip Hop Puree, and Swag, also known as Swell Academy of the Gifted. We see Bose's hair flowing in the air dunked, and we see the harp playing, and the girl was in love, and they're all in one place. And now, and cut to Miles, who's doing this ribbon thing, And cut Mika doing the fencing thing with a book in her hand, which is really impressive. And it's cut back to Miles, who is still doing the thing with the thing. It cuts to Bo's going to some chess thing with this, and this boy is just staring at him as well. And somehow Bo took out his phone and put the honey badger picture, and he hasn't seen anything. And cut to Miles doing the same thing. Well, he hasn't seen anything as well. And we cut back to Chapa and the basketball team, who's doing the exact same thing. And so, how he did a little tribute to Henry and Ray doing that. And the boy was in shock, and somehow Chapa took out her phone and with the same thing. And he hasn't seen anything. And cut back to Miles doing the same thing. When he was routine, threw his phone away, and he just grabbed the ball. And somehow Mika was stopped the fencing thing. And somehow she took a phone out of the book and showed the little girl's one, saw nothing. And now it's back to Hip Hop Puree with Ray and the moms. And Corinne said, "And so I said, not unless that lunchbox is filled with Channing Tatum." Cut to all of them laughing. And Ray said, "Oh, Corinne." He said, "You're so bad." And Corinne's laughing. And cut to Ray and said, "Hey, speaking of lunches, hands up, you're tired of pucking lunches every morning." Cut to all the moms raising their hands. School mom number one said, "Oh my god, tell me about it." And school mom number two said, "Oh my gosh, the worst." So Ray said, "I mean, how many days a week can a person touch ketchup packets to case before they just go crazy, am I right?" He said, "I mean..." Cut to all of them just like kept their mouth shut. I cut to Corinne next to school mom number one and said, "I'm sorry, how many kids do you have again?" Cut to Rain, like with a serious question, he's in a jumbling mind and say, "If I say zero, am I kicked out of the group or..." I cut to school mom number two and said, "Absolutely." Three say, "Yeah, we're moms." Cut to school number one, two and three and said, "Yeah, if you don't have any kids, you're not a great dad." Cut to school mom number three and said, "Yeah." Cut to school mom number one and said, "You're not even a dad." To school mom number two and three, and number two, the second one said, "You're just like a guy." To school mom number three and said, "Yeah." And he completely lied and said, "Four. I have four kids. Adopted." Cut to all of them and said, "Toughest job I've ever had. Loved." School number three with her heart and said, "Oh." Cut to Rain and said, "Hey, Channing Tatum with his shirt off. Am I right?" And ridiculous laughter. And the school mom started screaming. School number one said, "Oh my god." It's like, "So many abs." Cut to Corinne next to Ray and said, "Ray, you are so bad." And he looked at the phone and said, "Yeah. Oh, and you know, I just got a word from my boy Bo that he's about to be number one in the chess club." So, and school number two, like, sounded, she got offended and said, "Oh, my daughter Pamela is number one on the chess club." Cut to Ray and said, "Guess she's not anymore, Mel." And then Mel got upset. And then the phone chimes in. It cut to him taking the call and said, "You got Ray. What do you say?" Schwartz back at Swag and said, "Ray, I need your help with the fire termite hornet." Cut to Ray said, "The what?" Back to Schwartz and said, "The horrible bugs I created." And Ray said, Schwartz says, "The ones that are destroying the Swag classroom." Cut to Ray and said, "I'm going to pretend to remember. Please continue." Cut to Schwartz said, "I tried ending in some venomous spite to get rid of the fire termite hornets. But in the fighting, they really hit it all three days later." And somehow the woods just fell and said, "Yee! We got venomous spider-fired termite hornets. And they're too much for me, man." Cut to Ray and said, "Oh, they don't sound so bad." Cut to Schwartz said, "Well, they already got DJ Clone Schwartz." Cut to DJ Clone Schwartz in the web while listening to music. Cut to Ray said, "Listen, You think you're having a rough day? The rhythm gymnastics kid got his nose bitten off by a cobra. Coach was it. How does he wear sunglasses? Coach Rain said, he doesn't, okay? So just be grateful for what you have and fix it. I gotta go. I'm extremely busy. And he hangs up the phone with all of them, with the moms, and said, sorry about that. School mom number two said, it's fine. Katerina said, so, do you ladies tell your kids you're working when actually just listening to murder podcasts? Or, and cuts an overlapping chatter. And school number two said, oh my god, all the time. And come back to the Swabby Junior High gym. And we see Miles doing like his thing. And he threw some ketchup packets in the air. And the bread as well. And cuts his sister, Mika, walking in the door. And Mika said, sup? Cut to Miles said, just practicing my routine. Threw a couple of ketchup packets and some bread in the air. And he looked up in the air and said, oh, here it comes now. And somehow Mika caught the sandwich with her fencing thing. Somehow she bought into the sandwich while on the sword. And Mika said, He said, found out anything? Cut to Miles said, just that I'm amazing at gymnastics. And he was like, you? Cut to Mika said, just that, I'm amazing at fencing. Cut to Mika and Miles, and Miles said to her sister, the Macklins are killing it this week. And Miles said, maybe Bones and Chopper got some intel. Cut to Miles and said, Mika, listen to what you just said. Cut to Mika doing what her brother tells him to. Said, maybe Chopper got some intel. Really, cutting Bones out of it? Genius. And Chopper said in the background, nope. Cut to both looking at it, and then Chopper and Miles walking in. Chopper and Bo's walking through the door. Well, Chopper was twirling the ball and said, Miles said, for real? You cut to all of them and said, you guys didn't find out who's been doing all these attacks? Cut to Bo's next Chopper said, no, but I did find out that I'm amazing at big boy checkers. Either that or everyone else is really bad. Mika said, yeah, we didn't think you found out anything. He said, but Chopper, come on. Cut to all of them and said, you got nothing? Chopper's like, sorry. Only thing I learned is that I'm an amazing passer. Cut her to passing the ball all over the freaking place. And she catches it. Cut to Mika and Miles. And Mika said, oh. Miles said, that was awesome. I'm speechless. Cut to Chopper and cut to both of them again. Said, Mika said, maybe the attacker is gone. Miles said, yeah. Maybe he just moved on. And cut to all the doors closing, and somehow there's a blackout in the gym. And somehow this your junior high badger showed up growling. Roar! To chop at Bo's, Miles, and Mika screaming. And that's about it. And that's the end of part two. Now here's part three. We're back at the man's nest, and we see Miles in a cold bath, and we see Chopper helping out Mika with her injury while she was in the cast, and somehow somehow Ray was in his, like, girlfriend's while he was getting this cone around Bose's neck, what dogs wear. Cut to Ray next to Bose, and the cone said, I don't understand how one attacker could hurt all of you. There's four of you, and you will all have superpowers. Cut to Miles in the bath and said, we couldn't use our superpowers, dude, or else the attacker would know our secret identities. Cut to Bo's next to Ray and said, ugh, he said, my neck. Ray said, oh, my poor babies. You want Mom to get some ketchup sandwiches? Cut to all of them. Bo's, Miles, Chopper, and Mika said, no! And Bo said, what we want is revenge. Chopper next to Mika said, and for you to tell us what's up with that new hairdo. And Cut to Ray said, thank you. I'm glad someone finally noticed. Your monster would be flat on my face shape. It's either that or him hanging out with the moms too much. No offense. Cut to Mika's an intro saying, ow, ow. Chopper's like, sorry. Just trying to wrap it up so you can compete in your fencing tournament tomorrow. Cut to Mika wincing. My knee hurts too much. I don't think I can. Cut to Rain said, oh. You were finally going to be number one on your team. To Mika cut to raise it, just like Chapa was going to be on her basketball team and Bose was going to be number one in big boy checkers. It cut to Mika having an idea popping through her head when Ray just said, and Miles, and he got interrupted by Mika, said, wait, shut up. And she got up and started limping towards Ray. And Ray said, excuse me, I did not spend hours in the delivery room birthing you children, so you could sass me like that. Cut to Chapa next to Mika, said, you didn't give birth to us. And cut to Ray, said, yeah, that's what I just said. No, you didn't. And Mika's like, next to Chapa, said, what Ray just said made me realize why we got attacked. Cut to Ray, said, you're welcome. And cut to him looking, Mika said, wait, what did I say? Mika's like, we were all about to be number one. Cut to Bose, said, Bo's in the cone with Ray next to him and said, oh my god. He said, I'm not following you. Cut to Miles in the tub and said, being confused when Bo said, and cut to Miles and said, we got attacked because we're a threat to the number one in our sports. Chapa said, you're right. And Chapa with Mika said, that tennis girl got kicked back because she was a threat to the number one. And cut to Miles said, why would one person care about all those sports? Cut to Bose next to Ray and said, yeah, who would want to take out the number two in every club? Cut to Ray said, there's only one way to find out. Cut to all the kids looking at Ray, and Ray's getting confused and said, Well, why is everybody looking at me? This is eventually where Mika jumps in with a plan. Cut to Mika said, oh, okay. Like, I've always got a plan ready to go. Why can't someone else come up with a plan for once? Miles said, I've got a plan. And cut to Mika dumping her brother in the tub and said, okay, I've got a plan. Really? Mika, why would you dunk your brother like that? And Ray's like, told you she's got a plan. Well, wiping her hands off from the water. And Chapa said, all right, can we hear it? Cut to Mika said, okay. So whatever injured us all thought they took us out. So if we show up to compete, maybe they'll attack us again. But before our matches even start. Cut to Bo said next to Ray said, yeah. Then we can use our powers to mess him up. Cut to Chapa said, no, we can't use our... We can't use our superpowers. Tamika said, everyone thinks we're just regular students. Cut to Rain said, you need your powers. Because Mama Bear's going to be there to protect her cubs and things are going to get grisly. Cut to him laughing. And cut to the rest of them laughing. Cut to all of them. Cut to Chapa's like, I cut to Chapa finally realizes something. There was no bubbles in the tub. Cut to all of them. And Chapa said, shouldn't there be bubbles? Cut to Mika's realizing her brother is like, Miles! And she cut looking in the tub. And cut to Miles transporting out of the tub. He's like, and Ray said, ah! Cut to Miles said, did you forget about someone? Cut to the rest of them. Mika said, yeah, I'm so sorry, Miles. Said, fair enough. Said, I'm so sorry. And the rest of them are arguing. And cut back to the 12U Junior High gym. Cut the fencing thing. And there's also cheers and applause. And the referee's like, all right, since Mika Macklin is injured, Sammy, you're back in first position. Cut to the kid and cut to Corinne said, yes! Yay, Sammy! You're definitely going to get a scholarship to whatever college is best at fencing! And cut to Mika doing a dramatic entrance. He's like, no, she's not! Cut to Corinne looking at Mika, and cut to Mika said, good to go. And cut to her taking off the helmet. Cut to referee saying, normally I get fired for letting a clearly injured kid compete, but that entrance was so dramatic, and I hate my job. So let's get it on! Cut to Mika next to Sammy and said, Sammy, take a seat. Cut to Sammy taking a seat. And cut to Mika Macklin putting on her helmet and said, Mika Macklin's gonna First Worldview. Cut to the cheers and applause. Cut to Miles next to Chopper and say, go makeup. Cut to Chopper tossing a cheese bolt into Miles's cone. Into Bowser's cone. And Bowser said, nice shot. And somehow Corinne was gone, which was weird. Cut to the referee and said, on my left, the Swellview stabber, the lady with the limp. He was drawn on and said, Mika Macklin. Cut to Mika Macklin doing her thing. And there are cheers and applause. And cut to referee and said, next to the other one, said, and on my right is this kid. I think her name is Carrie or something. Or whatever. I don't know. Cut to him saying the mic went back up. He went the other way. Cut to the cheers and applause. And somehow the... And the Swellview Junior High Badger just came out of nowhere. And the audience member said, whoa! All the members were shocked. And the Swellview Junior High Honey Badger's like, roar, roar. Mika's like, ah! And Molly's yelling next to Chopper and said, ah! And the crowd was gasping. And somehow the Badger was about to attack Mika, but Captain Man just came out right on cue and just hit the thing. Miles said, oh! But the cheers and applause, well, Captain Man arrived. Mika said, yeah! Miles, the next to Chopper, said, Captain Man! He said, yeah! And as soon as Captain Man was about to hit the kid in the Badger costume, it was Corinne all this time. Which Ray knows that it's one of the moms from the group. And he saw her and said, Captain Man said, Corinne? Captain Corinne said, do we know each other? He didn't know that Ray is Captain Man. Captain Man said, well, I thought I knew you. He was, like, upset. Cut to Chopper next to Miles said, wow, she's actually bad. Miles said, so bad. Bo's like, cheese ball me. Cut to Chopper getting the cheese ball and threw it into Bo's cone and said, thanks. And cut to all the moms getting back by her side, well, in the back of him, where Corinne was, said, we got your back, Corinne. Cut to Corinne said, you messed with the wrong moms. Cut to Chopper said, get those moms, Captain Man. Captain Man said, And he doesn't want to do it because, you know, Captain Man, he's selfish because he likes the moms, and said, and cut to Miles next to Chopper said, they were attacking kids, dude, and you're the only hero here. Cut to Captain Man with the moms, and cut to Mika said, so you have to beat them up. Cut to Mom said, but they're moms. Cut to Corinne said, get them, moms. Cut to all the moms attacking him, and he's grunting to the floor. Ugh. Honey's mom's like, ooh. As while they were attacking him, cut to Mika, and they said, should we go help him? To Miles next to Chopper said, I don't know. I think he kind of likes it. While Corinne was grunting and hitting Captain Man, he's just sitting there like for no reason. Cut to Chopper next to Miles said, I don't know how much longer I can watch this. Cut to Bo said, somebody put my cone down. I can't see. Cut to Mika said, you're too young. Ha! Joke. Let's get those moms. And cut to all the kids going their separate ways, and cut to Bo's going the other way. And cut to Corinne grunting and hitting Captain Man. And somehow Mika from behind is hitting school mom number one with her fencing thing with her pants. Then, and said, how dare you? These are my feel cute today pants. And somehow Mika was shedding all over the fencing sword with the sweater and put M on the sweater. He's like, my mom hoodie. And so somehow she hit him in the head with the fencing stick and she collapsed. Ah! And now his mom said, ooh. The cheers and applause. And cut to Miles doing his, like, ribbon moves while mom number two was just looking at moves impressed and said, oh, he said, do you like my moves? And school mom number two said, they were amazing. Like, he said, do you have a private ribbons code? Because my daughter, and he interrupted, and mom said, hog tie, while running towards her and just hit her to the floor. School mom number two said, ah! Catch it. The referee and said, clapping, said, all right, yeah. And she was in applause. Somehow Miles tied her up and came back up and said, new record time. And I was like, yes. I cut to school mom number three and Corinne hitting Captain Man. First it was school mom number three. Ugh. So Corinne hitting Captain Man again. Ugh. And Bo says, excuse me, moms. And somehow Bo took off his cone and somehow the moms started looking at Bo's. And Bo's in slow motion with his hair flipping with the air vent. And cut to, the music just stopped. And cut to Corinne, school number three, mom number three said, okay, my daughter would love you. Cut to school mom number three, oh, so would mine. And somehow the basketball just hit her in the head and just collapsed. And we all knew who that was. It was Choppa. Audience member said, all right. We'll collapse onto Captain Man. Cheers and applause started to happen. Cut to Corinne being so scared and cut to Choppa and said, you're next, Corinne. And so how she passed on Corinne and hit her in the face. Oof! And he just fell onto the floor. Audience number two said, ooh! And audience member number three said, wow! Cut to Captain Man getting off of the mom that was on the floor and said, well, going next to Choppa and said, thanks for your help, random children. Cut to Choppa next to Captain Man and said, no problem. What's your name again? The Captain Man's laughing. I said, I think you know who I am. Choppa said, I've never heard of you. The Captain said, really? You never heard of Captain Man? Choppa said, no, I have not. I mean, I've heard of Vault. The Captain Man said, oh, have you? Choppa said, she's super cool. Captain said, oh, well, you... Choppa said, like better than you. The man said, be disappointed. Oh, the little buttons that him and Henry used to do. Oh, oh my god. Cheers. Choppa said, I wouldn't. Oh, the little buncher that him and Henry used to do. Crying. Cut to Mika while Miles was in the rest of them and said, anyway, it looks like these moms were jealous of our skills and tried to prevent us from beating their precious little kitties. Cut to all of them with the moms beaten. Cut to mom and said, who attacks kids? To Corinne with all the moms and moms do. And cut to her and said, and if we have to hurt other children to our own, that's exactly what we'll do. Cut to Bo says, that's pretty messed up. Cut to school number one said, sorry for loving our kids so too much. School number two said, now if you'll excuse us, we have a private Pilates class in 10 minutes. School mom number three said, yeah. Cut to Captain Man with Choppa and said, the only Pilates class you'll have is in jail. Cut to school mom number three and said, run, moms! Cut to all of them. Cut to Corinne and school moms number one, two, and three, all groaning and all running. And running out of the door, which is freaking weird. And Captain Man doing his, like, little run thing with moms do and said, oh, man. I was just about to take him to jail. I guess I got to chase him. I'm coming to get you, moms. And somehow he does a little dance thing and just went out the door. I cut to all the kids, I cut to both and said, I'm kind of going to miss regular school. Cut to Mika's next to mom. I was like, yeah, it was fun while it lasted. I said, other than that, you know the beatings. Choppa said, with crossing her arms, and said, almost wish Waz wasn't able to fist Swag. And somehow her thing came true and cut to the scene. Swabby, also known as Swabby Academy of the Gifted, and Swaz says, with the kids and said, okay, so I got the bear to eat the spider hornet fire termites. He ended up really, really hinting it off. I said, so, cut to Swaz said, you're gonna have to stay in regular school for at least a couple of more weeks. To all the kids, and Mika said, oh, no. And Miles said, oh, snap. So Choppa and Bo's in their beekeeper uniforms. Cut to the bear growling. Cut to Choppa and Bo's. And Choppa's like, what was that? She said, that's the bear, fire, spider, terp. He said, whatever, waking up from his nap. We should go. Come on. Cut to all the kids walking. The bear growling, and Cut just wants it faster. He's really hungry when he wakes up. Cool. Again, two kids on one side, two kids on the other side, running. And the bear growls. And somehow, Schwartz just looked at the window and just jumped out. And that's about it. And scene! Woo! Okay, so I just recapped episode 22, season 2 of Danger Force. New school, who this? Oh my god, just seeing the kids back in Suave Junior High brought me back, like, so many memories when Henry attended the high school. And it was just sweet when I saw that little plaque of Kid Danger and the loving memory of him. It was just like, ugh, my teary-eyed. But, yeah, that was one of my favorite memories. But, just seeing the Suave Junior High School itself getting upgraded and everything, that's really smart. Not only that we saw the cafeteria for the first time, because we never saw the cafeteria scene in Henry Danger. Which is kind of, like, ironic. But, yeah, just seeing Suave Junior High back into our lives is just, like, having one of those flashbacks, and it's just, like, awesome and amazing. And it's just so cool. And it was just awesome and exciting. And this was episode, I give this episode a 10 out of 10. But next week's episode, they're still back in Suave Junior High next week. I'm so excited because we get not one, but two episodes with Suave Junior High back in the scene. It's just like awesome and amazing. So next week's episode's gonna be off the chain. And yeah, next week is gonna be epic because this is the second episode with Suave Junior High. But this episode was awesome. I'll give it like a 10 out of 10 because it brought me back so many memories in Suave Junior High. And I gotta say, thank you for bringing back Suave Junior High into our lives. And it's just awesome. It's fun. And we get to see the kids, what they're going to look like in Henry's high school. So it's going to be awesome. It's going to be sick. And yeah, next week's episode, they're still back in Suave Junior High, but Ray's not liking it one bit. So stay tuned for next week because it's going to be awesome. It's going to be sick. And yeah, so I think we're getting not one, but two episodes with scenes in Suave Junior High because you know what happened with Schwartz's experiment. So yeah, I'm just gonna see Suave Junior High back into our lives. It makes me so happy and awesome and sick, and I cannot wait for more of this. And yeah, so made me happy, and I just love this episode so much. Okay, so the next segment is Song of the Week, so stay tuned for that. I love this segment so much, guys, because it helps me get my taste in music and all that type of shindig. And trust me, I love this segment so much so I could tell you my taste in music. And yes, I hope you like it so far. So yeah, so the next segment is about to start right about now. So I'll see you guys over there, and I love you 3000. Love y'all. Take care. Okay, so I covered this week's topics like the minivans are back in Walt Disney World. I am so excited that the minivans are back at the parks and the hotels. You can find this on your rideshare apps, and if you don't want to, and you can just go to the parks, to the hotel rooms, this, and this, and to the airport. Trust me, this, it will save your life big time. It's been like 2 years since we haven't got the minivan service back for like ever, and now it's fully back. I am so excited. So those two people who are driving minivans right now, you are the superstars, and welcome back into our lives. And I am so excited for you to take a minivan service, and trust me, this will save your butt big time. Me and my cousins did this like once or twice, like whatever that we do, and it's awesome, it's amazing, and I can't wait for you to experience this as well. So make sure you go to the rideshare app, go to the minivans, and it will save you tons of time, and I guarantee it that much. So welcome back, minivans, to Walt Disney World, and we cannot wait to share what we got with next. So it's going to be awesome, it's going to be sick, and I can't wait to share my next ride with you guys. So stay tuned, and so it's going to be awesome, it's going to be fun. And the new movie Elvis is coming to theaters this Friday. If you're a fan of Elvis, Austin Butler, hello, or you love his music, or you're a big fan of documentary films, which is me, of course, make sure you go and get your ticket. And I really appreciate it because this documentary film has been talked about for a long time. And Elvis and his family members only attended the premieres because they have done it right. So that's a good impression, and that's a good compliment to have. And wow, Austin Butler's going to get so much awards after this. it's going to be mind-blowing for him after this role. So it's going to be awesome. It's going to be sick. And I cannot wait to get my tickets. So it's going to be awesome. It's going to be fun. So make sure you go and get your tickets for Elvis Theaters this Friday. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be fun. And, yeah, so make sure you go and get tickets if you want to learn about the king of rock and roll. So it's going to be awesome. And I cannot wait to see it myself. Oh, and I recapped episode 22, season 2 of Danger Force, New School, Who This? Just to see the kids back in Swellview Junior High brings me back so much memories of when Henry, Jasper, and Charlotte attended that high school. And now the kids are back high school, and just seeing the plaque of Kid Danger just brought me back tears in my eyes and just like bringing back like so much memories in Swellview Junior High. And it's just like this episode was it. And next week's episode is going to be it too, because there are two episodes with scenes from Swellview Junior High. Not one, but two next week. And I'm just so freaking excited. So let's go. Swellview Junior High is back into our lives. And I'm so happy that it's fully back, because obviously we need more Swellview Junior High in our lives after what happened with Henry. After all the students in high school found out who Kid Danger was, which was Henry. Freaking hello. So I'm so glad Swellview Junior High is back into our lives, and I'm just so happy to see more of it in the future. So let's go. It's gonna be awesome. It's gonna be sick. And, so they're back in Swellview Junior High episode next week, so stay tuned. It's gonna be awesome. It's gonna be fun. And I cannot wait to see what we got on the table for the next week's episode with Swellview Junior High in the mix, so it's gonna be awesome. And, yeah, can't wait for this next episode. So before we get started to the next segment, guys, you know, I guys told you about a couple of weeks ago, I was in a theater program doing a special performance of Seussical the Musical and everything, and I was just so excited to perform. But on Friday, one of the stars from that musical that I attended to had COVID. And I don't want to say that word on this podcast just because don't want to be too negative, but don't get me wrong. She had it, and now one of my teachers who had it as well, and just it put on hold on everything, and it just like postponed that like Saturday show, and I was like so pissed and mad because I worked so hard for this, and now when I got back to rehearsal a couple years later, I just found out that some of my friends that I was going to make and make the summer just like vanished from my very eyes, and it's just like I never got a chance to say goodbye to them. So shout out to these four people who changed my life for the better. Nick, Josh, Gabby, the girl who played Maisie, but I keep forgetting your name. But ever since you came into that like space, you were like the coolest sweethearts that I have ever met in my life. And it's just like, I never got a chance to say goodbye to you. I never got a chance to get your contacts or anything. I'm just, like, so upset that you guys are not coming back, but I hope you might come back soon. But if not, here's my chance. So make sure you go and follow me on my social medias, whatever you got. That would be great. Just send me a DM with your contacts. That would be great. So Nick, Josh, Gabby, and the girl who played Maisie, I keep forgetting her name. This episode is dedicated to you guys, and I love you guys so much. You have no idea, because you're the coolest sweethearts that I've ever met, and I hope I get to see you guys in the future, because you got a lot of futures ahead of you. So, trust me, I know when I see, like, cool people when I see them. And, yeah, so if you want to contact me or whatever, just slide into my DMs or my social medias, that would be great. So Nick, Josh, Gabby, the girl who played Maisie, I keep forgetting her name, this episode's for you, and I love you guys so much. Straight to the moon and back, and I love you 3,000. I love you so much. So. Okay. So this is the segment I like to call Song of the Week. Okay. Song of the Week is where I share one of my favorite songs to you guys. And that theme is Justin Bieber. I love Justin Bieber, you guys. I've been a fan of him for the past 12 years now. You heard me. 12 freaking years. And his music got me through middle school and high school when I wasn't myself. And I gotta say, his music changed my life for the better. And you know what's really funny is that I used two of his quotes from both of his documentaries, one from Believe and one from the Never Say Never Never documentary. The first one was like Never Say Never on one yearbook, and in another yearbook, it said the quote from Believe and said, if you could believe in anything, You just set your mind to it. Used that quote in my other yearbook, and I gotta say, Justin Bieber changed my life in, like, so many ways, whatever his words, music, or whatever. Justin has changed my life for the better, and to all the haters who think that Justin was, like, childish growing up, you're freaking losing something. So, yeah, so Justin, I hope you feel better very, very soon, and you changed my life, and I couldn't done this to begin with, and I wouldn't become the woman I am today without you, Justin, so I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Hope you're doing better, and I hope you get back to 100% very, very soon, and get back to doing on what you love. So, Justin, I love you so much, my guy. I'm a big fan, and I cannot wait to see you back up and running it when you feel better, and yeah, so love you, Justin. You're the greatest, and I cannot wait to see what you do next, so it's gonna be awesome. Okay, so this is the next collaboration that I chose, and it says, I Don't Care with Ed Sheeran. Guys, if you hear the word Ed Sheeran, he is the best. I mean, he has hit songs from one album to another, and it's just like, this guy knows what he's doing, and it's just awesome, and it's wow, his writing is just like so amazing, and his collaboration with Justin on the song is just like super duper amazing, and it's just like mind-blowing. So I saw the video for the song, and it was kind of cute. It was awesomely cute, and I gotta say that much. So yes, everything you took, Justin Bieber and Ed Sheeran, both of them, I couldn't handle it, and this song was it. So yeah. So, Beliebers, if you're a big fan of Justin Bieber and you're a big fan of his music, make sure you turn up the volume, whatever device on you have, and turn it up, listen along, and sing along. Because whatever makes me happy, it makes you happy. So here it is, the next collaboration I chose, it's Don't Care by Ed Sheeran. So, yeah, so let's turn this party up and this music up, and let's get this party started. Shall we? 1, 2, 3, 4.
I'm at a party I don't wanna be at, and I don't ever wear a suit and tie. I'm wondering if I can sneak out the back. Nobody's even looking me in my eyes. Can you take my hand, finish my drink, say shall we dance? Hell yeah. You know I love you, did I ever tell you? You make it better like that. Don't think I fit in at this party. Everyone's got so much to say. Yeah, I always feel like I'm nobody. Who wants to fit in anyway? 'Cause I don't care when I'm with my baby, yeah. All the bad things disappear. You're making me feel that maybe I am somebody. But we can hear ourselves. Pictureless, I'd rather kiss them right back. But all these people all around are crippled with anxiety. But I'm slow, that's where I'm supposed to be. You know what? It's kinda crazy, 'cause I really don't mind. Can you make it better like that? Don't think we fit in at this party. Everyone's got so much to say. Oh yeah, yeah. When we walked in, I said I'm sorry. Stay. 'Cause I don't care when I'm with my baby, yeah. All the bad things disappear. You're making me feel like maybe I am somebody. I can deal with the bad nights when I'm with my baby, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. 'Cause I don't care as long as you just hold me near. You can take me anywhere. You're making me feel like I'm loved by somebody. Like you're the only one here.
French Kiss. Wow, wow, wow. Only with Ed Sheeran, which I totally love, but with Justin Bieber into the mix? Dude, those are my two favorite artists, like, ever of all time. And with this song, it's just like, oh my god. Every time I listen to this song, it's just like, wow, wow, wow. Masterpiece. It's just like the masterpiece of a song. If you don't hate me as much as you want, but this song is a masterpiece with these two artists. And it's just like some amazing 10 out of 10 chef's kiss. And yeah, so if you're a big fan of Ed Sheeran like me, or you're a fan of Justin Bieber, which is also me, so go put this on your playlist, guys. It's gonna be awesome. It's gonna be fun. And if you haven't seen the video of the song, make sure you go and watch it. It's awesome. It's cute at the exact same time, and it's just awesome. So if you put these two together, you know what I'm talking about. So yeah, so if you're a big fan of Ed Sheeran or you're a big fan of Justin Bieber, put it on your playlist. Make sure you go and check out Ed Sheeran's new album. It's awesome. It's good. And I listened to one of his songs. It's just awesome and off the charts. And trust me, Ed Sheeran is the best. So go make sure you listen to Ed Sheeran's new album whenever you can. So it's awesome. It's sick. And this collaboration was awesome. So yeah, so it's chef's kiss every single time. So, yeah. So that is the end of the song of the week, and that is the end of my podcast. So before I go, here's some of the other podcasts that you need to follow. If you're going on a Walt Disney World trip this year in 2022, and if you want to do it safely, and you want to get some of the cast members that this podcast knows, and you want tips and tricks in each of the parks, you should go to the Mousetrap Podcast to my cousin Noelle and her friends Maddie and Ashley. Again, if you're a Disney nerd, that this is the podcast for you. Also, my friend Kamina, she also has a podcast, and it's called Kamina Tea. She does recaps of movies, horror movies, South Park, Henry Danger, and Danger Force. So, yeah. Again, if you're into movies, horror movies, South Park, Henry Danger, or Danger Force in particular, to the Kamina T podcast. I love this woman so much. She's been a man fan since the very beginning. And if you want to see what topics that we did of the week, or what season one of Danger Force episodes we did in the past, or what songs we did of the week, go find Kamina T in the description down below in my podcast. She's been my co-host for those 2 weeks. And without her, I wouldn't have been called a man fan and a friend. And like I said, she's been a man fan since day one. Trust me, she's been a man fan since day one. So, yeah, so Kamina, wherever you are in the world, I love you so much, girl. And I hope you have a very fantastic week. And I love you straight to the moon and back. And, yeah, so I gotta go enjoy this week, guys. But I just want to thank you guys so much for tuning in, whenever you're from here or across the pond. It means a lot to me. And it's just like, you guys are amazing. Without you guys, wouldn't have been a man... done this to begin with for the past 2 years, so I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you from every single one of you. And yeah, so thank you for so much for staying with me, and I hope you guys can spend with the rest of my life when this podcast is around. So it's gonna be awesome, it's gonna be fun. I cannot wait to see what else is in the books. So yeah, so make sure you go give this podcast a follow. That'd be really, really great. Also, you can find my podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And you want to share this podcast on social media platforms like Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram to get the man fans know they're on vacation, bored out of their minds, during traffic, or whenever you're bored, and etc., etc. Or if you're a fan of Henry Danger or Danger Force Entertainment, which is the HDU and the Henry Danger universe. and I am your girl for that. So, yeah, also, if you want to follow my social media platforms, go to miss.holland92 on my Instagram, which hit 2,000 followers on Instagram as we speak, so make sure you go and follow me, whatever you can. 2,000 followers on Instagram is such a big deal, so thank you, thank you, thank you for that. I really appreciate you for stepping into my journey, and I love you guys so much, and I'm only getting started on Instagram, so let's go, 2,000. So excited, so, yeah, it's gonna be awesome. Also, you should go follow my Marilyn Susan account for movie reviews, everything, and so much more. Trust me, I always put that on there as well. And for my Miss.Holland92 Instagram account, it's only for me and myself only. And it's just like for I like to travel a lot sometimes. So make sure you go follow both of those accounts as well. So they'll mean a lot to me. So I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. And you should go follow my Twitter, Miss.Norman1992, for the same thing. Star Wars, Marvel show reviews, DC show reviews, iCarly reviews I put on there. And yeah, and my brag about the cutest thing in the entire world, Chase Norman. How can you not love that cutie? He is so cute. So, yeah, so make sure you go follow that as well. So, also, if you're having trouble finding the podcast, no problem. Go to miss.holland1992 on my Instagram and click on the link that I post over there. Or if you follow me on Twitter, which is miss.norman1992, make sure you go and click on the link. So, if you're following me on Twitter or on Instagram, just click on the link, go to the podcast, find your podcast provider, and boom, you're now joined the Man Fan family. So, yes, so to the new members who are following me on this podcast journey, welcome. I am your host, and I'm going to recap Henry Danger and Danger Force, which is the HDU, and the Henry Danger universe, which is known for. So, yeah, so I hope you enjoy the ride, because this journey has been blast for this past 2 years, so, thank you for joining me, whatever you are, and it's going to be awesome, it's going to be a ride, so trust me, it's going to be an awesome ride, so buckle up and enjoy the ride, and I hope you guys do it the same. Also, for my returning followers, you guys have been, like, awesome and amazing for these past 2 years. You guys, I wouldn't have done this to begin with since quarantine, so I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. So there's much more to come about this, so trust me, I freaking know. And it's only going to get better, you guys. So it's going to be awesome. It's going to be fun. Whenever this podcast is around, I'm not going anywhere. So it's going to be awesome. And I love you guys so much. Straight to the moon and back. And make sure you keep on listening. So it's going to be awesome. It's going to be fun. And I love you guys so much. So, yeah, I'm just so happy to be here. So thank you so much. And, yeah. Also, if you're following me on Instagram, you should put the post notifications on my stories to get notified new podcast goes up. So, yeah, again, this has been Marilyn Negron, and this has been your Henry Danger Universe Update.
We blow bubbles
and fight crime.
Feels good.
Bye-bye.